religion is booming here in more ways than one. The Pentecostal church services tend to be on the loud side, with amplifiers and loads of speakers. For many in the congregation, the volume knob should only be turned in one direction.
Shouting music, then praising God.
So if you're praising God, it's good to be loud.
Loud, yes.
The louder the better.
Yes.
A small shop here has been turned into a church on this busy street in the Obalende area of Lagos. There are about 25 plastic chairs crammed inside. The energetic man on the keyboard, Emmanuel, tells me he enjoys a charged atmosphere and can't see the point of quiet church services where people stay sitting down.
We should be given the freedom to worship our God. I believe the atmosphere has been charged by the Spirit of the Lord, definitely. Everybody will feel the jive of, I want to praise God the way I should praise Him.
But not everyone on the street agrees with Emmanuel, and they'd quite like him to go easy on the keyboard.
The noise will be disturbing the area, and it's not good for our health, it's not good for our system. It's not make us feel well, because noise is noise.
There's recently been a flood of complaints to the local authority. Text messages saying please come and do something about the noisy services or a loud call to prayer. Shabi Adebola of Lagos State Government's Environmental Protection Agency has had enough, and when the decibels get too high, he shuts them down, churches and mosques.
In the last 4 or 5 weeks, over 55 religious houses have been shut down.
And what do? You go and you simply say, sorry, we're shutting you down.
Yeah, we must have gone down there to give them a pre-sanction.
Like a warning.
Then when they fail to yield to that, we shut it down and you must comply to our directives.
And they're fined?
Yes, 50,000 to 100,000.
Now, 50,000 naira is about £160. If they pay the fine, can they reopen again?
No. After signing and undertaking, the fine is not what we're really after. You have to sign an MOU with the state government that you're going to reduce the number of speakers. You're not going to let your activities disturb the peace of others.
It's rarely quiet anywhere in Lagos, and strolling through Obalende, there's quite a racket coming from the TV in a bar. And when the small machine to grind corn is switched on, it's not much fun for the shopkeeper next door. Muhammad tells me he supports the closing down of noisy places, including churches, but there's some debate as to where to draw the line.
If it's noise pollution, right?
You're a Muslim. Can the call to prayer ever be too loud?
No. You're calling people to the mosque to come and pray, so it's the protocol. That's the protocol of Islam.
And what do you feel about the churches?
I don't know. They should shut it down if it's causing noise pollution. In that
but what is noise pollution? Noise pollution is difficult to quantify. We've got some music coming from the repair shop next to us.
No, this is not a noise.
This is not noise. No.
If I walk 5 steps to my left, it's music. But the churches will say that theirs is music as well. It's not noise.
No, churches are not music. They're worshipping. Yeah. They're making noise.
Many see the Pentecostal churches as thriving businesses in Nigeria, and as long as they keep the volume high, the Environmental Protection Agency is also unlikely to run out of money, thanks to all those fines.